Proclamation number 4076 of 2nd of July, 1947. Rejection by people. Knowledge of God's plan of salvation. The fact that people act so dismissively towards my revelations is due to the fact that they shy away from examining them, although this would dispel all their reservations if they took it seriously. Nevertheless, it is to be made accessible to them. They have to know about God's extraordinary working and His love for His living creations. For one day the hour will come when they will recall your words, when they will no longer have any other lifeline than this love of mine, which you should always and constantly proclaim. And then a few will still be able to find me if only they call upon me for mercy. I want to lend them my help in an obvious way, but they should know about the meaning and purpose of earthly life, so that they then ask themselves the question, how have I utilized my life? There is only a short time left for you until the day when I emerge for the first time. It is only days of death which humanity experiences now, for it does not use the time as it would be necessary, and therefore I still want to take a step of concession. Although I do not seem to approach you as a God of love, if love were not involved, I would have given you up long ago and would never wait until you returned. Only love determines me to do so. Look at the devastations caused by people and believe me that I could never do the same. Only to take what is dear and valuable to you and to give nothing back. But I will give you incomparably more valuable treasures than you had to give away. For the sake of this gracious gift I allowed the destruction by human hands, even though this is still incomprehensible to you. You must surrender what hinders the reception of my gift of grace. Thus you must surrender to my will if you have to go through suffering and affliction and lose everything. I enlighten you, who am mine, about my eternal plan of salvation. I inform you of what is to come so that you can also instruct your fellow human beings, and again I admonish you to do the latter, even if people reject you or listen to you indifferently. The time is coming when your words will resonate in their hearts, and they will not be spoken in vain with everyone. Surprisingly quickly a turn will occur, and then only my word will offer you humans comfort and impart strength. Life will still be bearable for every recipient of strength. I tell you beforehand so that you can prepare yourselves for it, yet you will not be able to take earthly precautions, but only your soul can prepare itself so that the coming time will not depress you, that you will live through it with your eyes turned upwards. It is the time of the end and it will not last much longer. It is the time of the great tribulation which I have always and constantly announced through seers and prophets and which I now also predict to you again with all urgency and admonish you to eager spiritual striving and warn you against lukewarmness or completely worldly-minded thinking. And therefore proclaim everywhere what I have made known to you. Speak fearlessly of my working and make people's soul work urgent, for the spiritual hardship is even greater than the earthly hardship and you should help to remedy it, even though the human being, by virtue of his free will, also rejects your help. Yet you should work diligently for my kingdom and I will bless you for it. Amen.